But if we're not, if we don't work with the Holy Spirit, if we don't let go of our selfishness life, if we don't deny our life, see, sometimes it's too much I. Well, I mean, we got too much of us on our mind. Too much of us. And we just have to say, Holy Spirit, live through me. Every morning you need to get up and say, Holy Spirit, live through me today. Live through me today. Don't let Sister Mary live today. You live through me today, Holy Spirit. I want to cooperate with you. And I tell you, if something, you know what? If something get too hard for you, just pray in the Spirit. Yeah. It would help him a whole, it helps him a whole lot when we just do a little thing like pray in the Spirit. We come up against something that, you know, okay, this really got me. I just, you know, just pray in the Spirit. Because he's there to help us. He's living in us to help us. He wants to help us. You know, it's sometime in life you feel like you don't have help. And you're like, I just don't have enough help. If you just stop and allow the Holy Spirit to help you, he want to help. And you know what his job is? To transform us. Bring us to the image of Christ, that we'll look more like him.
Amen.
That we'll look like him in every situation.
Yeah.
Every situation. That we can do what he's done. Oh, I'm way over my time. Okay, last week we talked about putting on love. How we to put on love. And we talked about the different things that we could do to put on love. Putting on love is putting on the word of God that talks about love. And putting on Christ. Christ is love. That's how he's identified. That's how he, that's who he is. He's love. So if we take time and see, we got to spend time in his presence to put on love. Okay. We're gonna close it down here because I'm over into apostles' time. But don't you, so we don't need to say that the church need more love. What we need to do? What do we need to do? Huh?
Spend more time in God's presence.
That's good.
Instead of us. Listen to
him. Okay, draw from that love. That's good. Draw from that love that's been shed abroad in your heart. That love was shed in your heart, not just to stay down there, just to do. But it's there, like he asked the prophet, what have you done with the love that has been shed abroad in your heart? What are the body of Christ doing with that love? Do you think he just put it down there just to be, he put it down there for us to use it. But we have to change this mind. And don't let it be no more I. But let it be the Christ that lives in me. No more I. You know, we love that selfishness. I feel, we use I a lot. I feel this and I feel that and I, you know, don't want to, you know, I. But he said it's no more I, but it's the Christ. Not dormant in us. Sometimes the Holy Spirit is there, but he's dormant. He's not living like he want to live. Because we don't give him that opportunity. We don't yield to him. We yield to ourselves more than yielding to him. But we have got to let the Holy Spirit do his job. He came here to do a job in us. We can't hold him back from that. We must yield and cooperate with the Spirit. He wants to bring that love that he shed abroad in your heart. He wants to bring it out. It said, out of our belly would flow what?
Rivers.
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 And you, when Ezekiel studied the river, he said, wherever that river went, it brought life. Yeah. That flowing out of you, is it bringing life? If it's not bringing life, it's not the Holy Spirit flowing from you. It's yourself. Sometimes I have to just say, okay, Sister Mary, too much. Sister Mary, back off. Let the Holy Spirit handle this. And I said, Holy Spirit, you're my best friend. Now you know how to handle it. And I will back off. But he has done so much for us. Peter said, you already been given everything pertaining to life and godly. You've been given this. You know, we be saying, I just need a little bit more love, just a little bit more love. No, do something with what been shed abroad in your heart. Do something with that love. Don't just let that love. But out of our belly will flow rivers of living water. Out of our belly flows life. We're full of life. We should be full of what?
Life.
I'm full of life. God's life. Out of your belly flows rivers of living water. It'll flow out. But if you're so full of self, it blockage. It'll block it up. It won't be able to flow like it want to flow freely. If you're so much of I and so much into yourself. You know, I'm not saying don't love yourself. Love yourself. But don't let it be so much of I, you know, how I feel, how I do, how I. Say, Holy Spirit, live through me. That's what we need to get up and say every morning. Live through me today, Holy Spirit. Because I'm going to tell you, in this life, you're going to come up against some things.
That's right. All big time.
Big time. You are so right. Okay, my time is up. Come on, Apostle, come on up here.
Mary, that's probably the absolute best explanation I've ever heard.
Praise God.
You really got me. See, the heart of the law is to love the Lord thy God with all your mind, heart, body, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as your own self. And you got me there, because, buddy, it finally clicked after 20 years. Jesus said, love them as I loved you. That's the new commandment.
That's that new commandment.
You can't love them as you love yourself, because you might not like yourself.
Amen. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. But see, that was about in the old, that was about as much as they could do, because he hadn't gone to the cross.
I know.
But that night he was going to the cross. Oh, and he was getting ready to send the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit was going to shed it abroad in your heart.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, I can change it now. I'm going to the cross.
Lord.
Woo! I like this.
Jesus.
I love
all right.
Oh, yeah.
I love to see all Sister Mary get stirred up. This is my language, yes, yeah, Lord.
That's probably the best explanation I've ever heard. I've heard a lot of sermons.
Mm-hmm.
Look, that hit me though right there. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be listening to that on his website right there.
Yeah, that's the. I thank God for it. It's just a blessing to be here. I'm not kidding.
I want to tell you something. You know what I was sitting here thinking, and this could be God. I don't know. You're scratching the surface on what God has actually got called for you. I'm telling you, you're scratching it because week after week after week, your teachings are captivating. That's the truth. They're captivating.
Oh, yeah.
You're scratching the surface on what God's got you for, girl. I want to pray that God opens the book up where you're supposed to be at so you can flow heavenly in it.
Amen. Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, if you think about it for a minute,
God,
every time the Holy Spirit gives her something for us to observe, it works. It fits like a glove.
Big time.
You know, the book on Fisher Pickett, the things we learn from it, the communion book, it's working.
Yeah.
When people follow the Holy Spirit, they're in the strategy.
Because it's not a method, it's the destination.
Yeah.
We're arriving there.
All right.
It's working.
That's good. That's
We're
good.
Arriving there.
Mm-hmm. You have to...
those going to surgery down.
When we were introduced to the love of God, like you said, Jesus, he said, walk in the same love, the way he loved us, we love others. We were introduced to something, and we could grasp and understand. All our sins gone. The people back then could really appreciate it, because if you sin, if you said something ugly to your brother, now you got to go and get 2 turtle doves if you were poor.
Right.
Take it to the temple,
right.
And that will cover that sin.
Right. Cover it, all it is.
And it didn't go away. Now all your sins are gone. You don't have to sacrifice anymore.
Thank you, Jesus.
Could you imagine the family, they had a pet, they had a sheep, didn't have one. And all the children love that sheep. The dad is sin. Now he got to go sacrifice that sheep. The family pet to cover his sin. This is what they went through. Now all their sins are forgiven. And the same love that was given to you, you love others with it. Power. A lot of times people think of power as results. The result of what happens in a ministry that God is moving in, the result is based on that love that we walk in, that we share, that we yield to. When we yield to the Holy Spirit, there's nothing we can't do.
Amen.
That was when in the mid-90s, after the Lord taught me about following him, operating in love, I made so many adjustments by the revelation of love. Everything I conquered, every victory I had, was acting on the love of God, and I understood it. And I wanted to, I tried to express it, but I understood it. I couldn't always get it out like I wanted to, or express it, or teach it. But I just told them what happened so that they could, I knew that if people start receiving that kind of revelation, the church is going to be so much more stronger. And I told a friend of mine yesterday, a minister friend of mine, his daddy had died. And in the course of our conversation, I said, if you yield to the Holy Spirit, he thinks of everything. When he give a message to an audience, sometimes he deals with things with the root cause. He knows what people are going through and what they're going to be going through. So he'll give them word so that they can overcome what's going to happen, and they don't even realize it. They don't know it's coming. But when we yield to the Holy Spirit will give us what people need the most. Now, it every time I ever solved a problem, the Lord always had me to deal with the root cause. I wanted to surface. You know, I was looking for just give me a quick fix. I want to fix this, and I want this to stop, and I want that to be right. But he always dealt with the root cause. And I started noticing that. But when I did it from the root level, it always worked. And most of the time it was walking in love. Loving others. Don't require them to love you. You love them. Your love is inspiring. The love, we've been forgiven of everything. So we have the ability to remit everybody's sins. But if you retain their sins, you'll never let it go. A couple that has problems, if there's strife and nobody and one of them or both of them refuse to remit the sins of the other, they'll always bring it up, and the marriage will end.
You heard about the testimony about that pastor down in it's not in Kenya, but it's one of those African states over there. Where him and his wife got into a really bad argument.
Yeah.
And he was driving down the road.
Yeah.
And the car went off and he got killed.
Uh-huh.
And he went to hell.
Yeah.
He was a pastor.
Uh-huh.
But him and his wife didn't reconcile.
Right.
And he went to hell.
And she believed God for him.
Yeah, he got raised from the dead. His casket was actually at the morgue. And worship was coming out of the casket because he went to heaven after he went to hell, because the Lord was telling him, this is where you're going if you don't repent. But this is where you're wanting to go, which is heaven. And whenever he was in, the casket was in the morgue, because he was in heaven, worship was coming out of the casket. And the man who owned the place said, y'all going to get this out of here, man. It's freaking us out.
Yeah, she took him.
What was his name? Reinhard Bunke.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
recorded
yeah.
his coming back to life.
Yeah.
He was dead for 3 days.
Yeah, and embalmed. He was embalmed.
He was embalmed. Yeah, you saw his skin come back. You saw him start to breathe. I mean, he's a black guy. He's white, ashen. You saw him come back, and everything, his skin tone. He started breathing, got up, and then he gave a testimony.
Yeah, sure did. And the angel said, if you die now, this is where you'll be, because in the ambulance you asked me to forgive you
right.
of all your sins. You asked the Lord to forgive you of all your sins, but you didn't forgive your wife.
Right.
And I'm like, how many people are in strife?
Come on.
Jesus.
You know, it
every time my wife and I get into a disagreement, I think about that actually. Mm-hmm. What happened to him?
Yeah, I would not let the sun go down on my anger, period. This is the real love of God. You love that person, and you just forgive them. And it's over with. Forget about it. The Lord taught me to forgive and forget. People always say, I'll forgive, but I ain't forgetting. Mm-hmm. He said, forgive and forget about it. It's gone. Give them a new day. He taught me, when I asked him to teach me how to love people, he said, erase that page. let it be as if it never happened and give them a new day. Why? The Holy Spirit gives us a new day every day. So we'll give somebody else a new day every day. Even if it's a politician, even if it's a party, even if it's the president we didn't vote for. But I will not be in strife with anyone. I'm going to love people. But when you make that decision now, I'm going to tell you, people will get mad at you because they want you to love who they love and hate who they hate. That's how people do. But the Word of God, if that's our standard, we'll do like Mary said. And I'm going to tell you something. The revelation that comes as you walk in this kind of love Mary just taught about, it's like a train full of revelation. You know, we work by a train track, and the train might be a mile long, and it takes a long, you know, it's coming through. If it's going towards Birmingham, it's got cold. If it's going towards Tuscaloosa, it's empty. So when you have train loads of revelation as you act on the love of God, I was going to read something out of Ezekiel 44 and 18. We got to close.
And I love you,
too. But the Lord told them to wear garments that don't produce sweat. And this is the point. Why? They're not in ministry, you're not working. You're yielding. True ministry is yielding to the Holy Spirit, and He'll build the church. Yielding to the love of God. And you're not sweating. You're not working. He's giving you what to say, what to do.
He's listening. He wants to.
In you.
He said, it's my Father in me. He does the work.
Yeah.
If the Father in him doing the work, then what is he doing? He just letting them flow through him.
Exactly.
You know, but we try to do the work.
Right. If God give you a book, don't look at how long it's going to take. You'll never have brain freeze if he give you a book to write. If he give you anything to do, the anointing comes with it. You're not going to sweat.
And great grace comes with it.
Great grace.
Great grace.
The love you need. When God gave me the revelation to minister to pastors, I had a tremendous love for each one of them.
Appreciate it.
All right. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Help us to go forward in you. Help us to delve into the blessed love of God. Help us to understand it like never before. Operate in it. Act on it. Start and forgive everybody that has ever done us wrong. Help us to go forward in Jesus' mighty name. Doing all this in your heart. Amen.
Amen.
You're going to love it.